Brad is on the line. Hi, Brad. How are you today?
Well, you know, maybe you're getting tired of me answering the phone this way, but I don't care. I am.
Oh, no, I'm not getting tired of you answering that way. As a matter of fact, I like it a lot. It's refreshing to hear that. I don't hear it very often.
I never hear it from anybody else except you.
Actually, I do hear the word I am, those two words strung together, but it's usually in the beginning of a complaint.
Yeah, I am kicked off.
Yeah, something like that. Well, I got this very interesting copy of an email that you included me on, thanks so much, about your humbling experience in Hawaii, and humbling, but wow, how rewarding it was too, because seems that you got healed. I don't want to steal your thunder. I'm assuming that people have read the email exchange story that you were sharing with your friend. I just wanted to call you and say, wow, what a fantastic experience.
That's what we're going to talk about? Not an article?
No. I want to talk to you about your humbling experience in Hawaii at the Derek Prince Conference, I guess would be the right word, right?
Yeah, no, that's interesting. And what grabbed you enough about that you wanted to talk about that? You want to put that up on the website?
I'm going to, yeah, absolutely.
Wow, really?
Well, I think it's really good. You know, a lot of people who speak with authority, and I'm not trying to pin anything on you, but I've heard you say frequently that you understand your authority. And when you pray with authority, because you understand your authority. So, and I don't want it to be misconstrued, but you obviously have a certain amount of authority, and we can all agree to that. Now, and so will the people who were healed by the Spirit through you would also probably agree with that statement too. But what I really liked about the article was that even though you had that same authority at the time, you still were under the influence of a spirit in a particular regard. Yeah. And, wow, what an interesting concept. You know, because usually we look at our historical figures like Jesus the Christ, and we just assume that, oh, well, nothing influenced him, or he was never subject to those things. And yet it's very clearly stated by the teachings of his disciples that he was subject to all of the same concerns and problems that we would have had to go through. And here's a perfect problem that you had to deal with. You had a problem with your jaw, you were critical of somebody, and you received healing of your jaw, and, wow, got delivered at the same time. And you didn't have to do anything.
Nope.
You were just in the right place at the right time.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is.
How do you think that works?
How am I supposed to know?
Well, wait a second. Aren't you the great bad, Colin? You're supposed to know all this stuff.
Well, I think I've spent, let's see, we've spent more than 18 months together in this endeavor, and how many times have I said, I don't know squat?
That's true. I've heard you say that a few times. Well, first of all, who the heck's Derek Prince?
Derek Prince is a guy, he's 80 years old, by the way.
What is it about Derek Prince that bothers you?
Well, Derek, he has these conferences. It's very interesting. He says exactly the same things. He teaches exactly the same things that he taught all those years ago. He says the same things, reads it out of the Bible and all that, same verses. Now, that's not what bothers me. What bothers me about what he did is he would allow demons to demonstrate. And what I mean, he had a whole group of people on a stage in this big conference hall in Hawaii, and he had all these people on a stage, and he was demonstrating this thing of outgrowing legs. It was something that was very popular several years ago. I don't know if you ever heard of it or ever saw it. But,
no, I've never heard of it.
You what?
No, I've never heard of it.
Okay, well, he has people stretch their two legs out, and he'd call anybody up. He said, anybody that has back problems, or has problems walking, come on up to the stage. We're going to heal you. And he said, this is a very simple process, actually. It's simply that one of your legs is shorter than the other. And he'd grab a hold of the heels and wouldn't pull or anything. He'd grab a hold of the heels, and all of a sudden you could see from clear out in the audience, you could see this one leg grow out. You got hundreds of people oohing and awing. That doesn't bother me either. Okay. Now we're getting to the part that bothers me. Wow, it's taking me a while, isn't it? I'm sorry about this. But what bothers me is all of a sudden, one of these people, a young man up there, started to shake. He started to shake uncontrollably, obviously under the influence of something, fell down off of his chair. It was one of these folding chairs, you know, and fell off of that. The stage was probably 3 feet high, this platform, rolled off the stage and is writhing on the floor. And Derek just points his finger over to the side, and these seven great big Hawaiian guys, I mean, we're talking big. All of them were well over 6 foot, and, you know, just heavy, muscled guys, wrestled this guy and held him down. Well, that's one of the things I don't like.
Why don't you like that? What should he have done?
He claims to have and be under the power of the Holy Spirit, and if you have authority over demons, why let them demonstrate? I have a little ritual I go through most often. I tell some stories where I haven't done it and had some significant, interesting things. But in public, I always say, I bind every spirit. You can't communicate. You can't call for replacements. And you cannot transfer. I don't know where I got to learn those terms, but I learned them somewhere. I presume somebody taught me. And anyway, I go on and say, you won't cause any discomfort, no vomiting, no smells, no other demonstration. You know, you are bound, meaning you're tied up. It sounds like mumbo jumbo, but they don't do it. I don't allow it most of the time.
Okay, so why would it bother you if Derek did?
Because you've got hundreds of people. I bet you there were 500 or 600 people there. And what I felt was revealed to me many years ago is when you let them demonstrate, you let them manifest, you're giving glory to this evil power, and it's just sensational. Excuse me, it's just sensationalism.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do anything, and I felt the, I hate to sound sanctimonious, but it is what I felt, that God was saying it gives glory to the other side, gives glory to power. Well, I met Derek the next morning after this, and he said that he felt that that's what Jesus did. Jesus never stopped it. He let it go on. That's not true. Jesus, and that's why I've always been so down on the, quote, deliverance ministry. Jesus stopped it now. He got rid of it now.
Now.
No messing around. You're right.
Give me an example of when Jesus did that. I don't know of it.
Any time. It was immediate. I can remember one time, a whole bunch of them, he did turn them loose. He turned them loose into a bunch of pigs, if you remember the story. Remember that story?
No, I don't.
And the pigs all ran off a cliff.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right. Well, that's kind of sensational, wouldn't you say? I mean, he destroyed some farmer's pig crop.
Well,
or livestock.
Yeah, that's true. And that story I tell about Corinne in Treasure Chest, I've told it elsewise. The gal's name, real name was Tommy, same thing. In fact, I think I told it to you on a podcast one day about the woman that out of her voice came this loud man's voice saying, no, no. Didn't I tell that story on a podcast?
Sure you did. So I still quite don't understand what bothers you about allowing them to manifest.
Just as I said, it's just sensationalism.
Mm.
Doesn't do any good. What good to do? All it does is put a lot of fear into people.
Really? Hmm. That's interesting you'd say that, because most of those deliverance ministry guys and even the healing ministry guys, they put a lot of the sensational stage stuff to go with what they're doing. And maybe you don't respond to it or you're not comfortable with it, but maybe it works. I don't know. I'm not an expert at marketing and sales, but I would say that Jesus wasn't always...
It's sensationalism. I mean, sure, like any sensationalism is fine. Yeah. No,
well, Jesus was pretty sensational when he called Lazarus out of death.
Yeah. What are you arguing with me again?
Well, I am, yeah. You know, I don't see the problem. I mean, if Derek doesn't feel called to silence the spirit and thinks that it's an important part, then what's the big deal?
Hey, well, I told the story. That was part of my being embarrassed and humiliated because I was critical of him. But you asked me what bothered about it. That's what bothers me. So you may be totally right. It's fine. It's okay. I don't think I'm supposed to do it that way. But that's like so many other things. So many people don't think what I do is anything they want to touch on a 10-foot pole. So there you have it.
You know, I have to say that I find it very refreshing that there is another viewpoint, you know, because most of the viewpoints that are expressed in television world and entertainment world are dramatic, and I think there's a certain expectation of people that there's some drama that goes with it, but I think that that drama also leads to beliefs of stage acting for some folks, too, so it has the opposite effect as well. And in some ways I agree with you, in some ways I don't think it's that important, but I can say this. What I think is important is what you're saying, that it doesn't have to be dramatic to work.
No. By the way, I sent you the link for that video tube. YouTube, did you look it up by any chance?
I didn't see the link. I'm sorry. I have no idea what the Derek Prince video was that you were seeing.
Oh, if you'd like, I'll send it to you. It's really worth watching for at least 10, 12 minutes. His teaching is solid.
Well, maybe I can put it at the bottom of this article next to the podcast, too.
Hey, that'd be great. Yeah, I'll email it to you.
Thank you. So back to your story, I'm kind of interested to hear a little bit more about the healing aspect of your experience.
Oh, my jaw, you mean?
Yeah, you were like instantaneously healed, and I don't even think you asked for it, did you?
Oh, no, I didn't ask for it. That's part of the embarrassment, you know. I'm just sitting there critical of him allowing this guy to be torn apart by some demonic spirit. I mean, it was weird. You know, there were a lot of people. I think a lot of people left there never to return to anything that was of the, you know, the guy that hosted the meeting was a pastor of a huge church there on the island. In fact, he had, I think I said it in the email, he had invited me to speak the following Sunday, and he wanted me to attend this meeting so he could introduce me, and that I was going to be the featured special speaker on both Sunday morning and Sunday night. I would have to say that I believe at least a third of those people would never show up to his church again, or if they ever went in the first place, you know. Because there were just a lot of people that apparently it was a well-advertised meeting, and Derek Prince was pretty famous back then. That whole kind of a movement has fallen into disfavor, you know, pretty much among Christians, which is kind of stupid, and that's the point that Derek Prince makes so eloquently on the tape. I think his teaching is fantastic.
Well, but, I'm sure that that gets put with this article. So thanks, Brad. Thanks so much for sharing your experience. I really appreciate your candor. I mean, wow.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What? Can I say one more thing?
Of course.
You said you wanted to ask me about the healing. You know, he goes through all his stuff. You know, you'd have to see it. Teaches first, and then he goes through the demonstration of, I mean, it's the only time I saw him, so I don't know if he always does it, but apparently he does, of lengthening legs, and then he gets back up to the microphone and starts, and he did this for about 5 minutes before he got to me. He said, somebody is being healed at back in the back. One of you has a kidney ailment that's bothering you. It's gone. Somebody go, oh, it is. It's gone. You know, wow. You know, and all kinds of things. You know, somebody's arm has been. This one was specific to the guy that had polio. He said, so one of you had polio as a young child, and your arm is about the right arm is half the size of your left arm. Well, no longer. Your arm has just been restored. And he goes through all these. That's pretty exciting stuff, really. But I'm sitting there, don't forget, being critical. And when I say I was overtaken by a spirit that was causing me to be critical. Well, anyway, all of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and he says, there's a man about in the middle. I've never had this. I've never even heard of this before. But he has a problem with his jaw, and it causes pain, and it even locks up every now and then. Anyway, it's caused by a deteriorating bone, and that's being healed right now. And I felt it. Holy mackerel. And I tested it. I opened my mouth wide because in the middle of the night, a lot of times, my jaw would lock up, scare the heck out of me. And I knew something was wrong, and I'd had it for about 3 years, and it was really, it was bothering me, it was troubling me, and I didn't know what to do about it. And you know me, I won't go to a doctor. So anyway, I'm sitting there realizing it was me. And I thought, oh, wow. So I asked about it. And so I hear this voice, and it sounded like a audible voice. I hear it, and it's like, yes, you are healed, and you are going to be humbled. Bring me glory. And I said, holy mackerel. And I said, well, why? And the voice said, because you, who are so critical and have been sitting here so smugly about my son doing my work, I need to repent of that. And here I'm healed and relieved, and I knew it. I sat there. So now I'm wondering, wow, how am I going to be humbled? Well, about this time, Derek turned the meeting back over to the host, this preacher, and who wanted to, who made some announcements. And the first thing he said was, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, we're having a send-off rally for Derek because he and his wife are flying, they were flying off to Israel. I just remembered. And anybody that's been healed here, please come and give a testimony about it. It'll be a nice send-off for Derek. And so the boy says to me, that, and you're going to be there. Oh, no, so anyway, and I had to confess. Next day I did. I showed up, and I stood up and said, well, I want you to know I was very critical and judgmental, and I was because I explained. Derek doesn't do things the way I do it, and I am in this kind of a field where I do operate in the authority of the Holy Spirit, and I cast out demons. And I thought he was all wet because he was allowing this young man, those of you who were there, go into all these convulsions and stuff, and I don't allow that kind of thing to happen. And he doesn't have to allow it either. That's my feeling, and I was told off. Holy Spirit told me not to judge, and furthermore that I was being smug, and here I had allowed a demon for 3 years to manifest in my jaw, and I allowed a demon to cause me to be judgmental and to be critical, which I got rid of last night, that I had to take care of. But I just want you to know that everything he teaches is so right on. And so my apologies to you, Derek Branson. So to further the embarrassment, because I'm going to be the featured speaker on Sunday night, he says, will you please come up? You know, so I come up there and he says, would you mind telling me? I'd like to hear. And so I explained to him what I do and everything. And I said, no, brother, listen, I've been told clearly, you do what you do and what you're called to do. And your teaching is right on. I'm called to do what I do. And I'm not to judge anybody that purports to do the work of God. That's what they're doing. That's fine with me. So, yeah, I for some reason I felt like I was supposed to say that. Now you can say goodbye to me if you want to.
Brad, that's what I wanted in the first place. It just took a long time to get there.
Hey, thanks for the call, Ryan.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate your time today. Bye.